Hey guys, it's me, Nadia. I hope everyone is doing really beautiful and fine and having a really cool, exciting Saturday night. So today I want to talk about dating. Nothing related to nursing school, just dating in general. You know, it's very funny how we date and then we break up and then people try to come back to your life 10 and something years later. That shit is freaky to me. It didn't work before. You guys looked at how the relationship went by, assessed a whole lot of information, and then decided to call it quit. Why do you think it's gonna work right now? I don't understand why some people feel that way. If it didn't work before, there is a high probability it's not gonna work now. Yeah, some people come back together and it works. But most of the time, I have seen people coming back together and it gets even worse. And the breakup the second time is way worse than the first time. Why would you see and go back to what you think and know actually isn't gonna work? Why? You know, sometimes have you ever sat and wondered, like, why you meet certain some people in your life, why you meet certain people? Because you really analyze it and they played no vital role in your life. They actually were just occupying space you could use to do something else with your life. Time you could have used to do something way better than spend it with them. Looking back at your life, I am 100% sure there's like a lot of people who want to go back and just shoot out some people out of your life just to gain back the time and space they occupied because they just burned and wasted your youth. Yeah, I mean, you just see and wonder, like, for Christians, like, I'm a Christian, I'll sit and say, oh my God, why did I ever meet this person? Like, why did I ever think it was great meeting this person? You know, just analyzing everything, like a few months or years later, you've grown and your ideologies changed, and you see life from another perspective. You just want to slap your old self and just punch yourself and ask, what were you thinking? You could have done better, you know? Yeah, like, and then what makes it worse is when the same people try to come back to your life, or better still, are forcing your way back into your life. I mean, really? Grow up. If it didn't work before, just move on, you know? Yes, people sit back and regret, you know, but from your regret, you're gonna learn to grow. Grow, move up, stop going back to your past. Yeah, refer to your past when you want to make a better future, but stop trying to force your way back in some past situation, aka rekindling old flames. They're old, they're no longer existing, it's been flushed, so move on. I personally get really offended when people have dated before and it didn't work out, and we both know why that didn't work out. And we had tried and it didn't work out. And then you try to come back to convince me. Maybe we could try one more time. Wait. Wow. What do you think I am, 12 years old? I don't know what I want. Please. That shit is really offensive to me. If it didn't work before, it's not gonna work now. Okay? Whenever I'm involved with someone, I put in 100%. When I'm done putting in 100 and there's nothing left, damn, there's nothing else to give and I'm out. So please, if I offer a hand of friendship and that is not enough for you, too bad, you're not worth my friendship either. So, people, please, move on, okay? If, personally, that's my opinion. If someone else out there thinks, oh, maybe it could work, good for you. If you feel like it's worth another try, then go for it. Personally, I think moving on is the best thing you can do for yourself. So people just sit and sat there dreaming it's gonna get better, and maybe the other person doesn't think the same, and you just keep hoping for something that is actually never gonna exist. I don't know, you're just fooling yourself and wasting your youth, because you're gonna get old waiting for that person who actually sees no future with you. And then you should just push away someone who actually could have had a better future with you. So whose fault is it? If you're not happy, your fault. You're responsible for your happiness. On that note, I say thank you for listening. Leave your comments. I'd really like to hear back from you guys what you think. Have a great evening.